كان يجينا أنه هذا and only ratify the matter only when you constitute the quorum. Otherwise, can you remember?
I want to suggest that we ask to check if any members are on the way coming here, that we don't want to postpone this meeting since so many members have made an effort to be here. We're going to check if a few more members are quiet and if they're on the way here.
And then other comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is a recurrent problem. It's not the first time. And it's not the first, and it's not only in this term of Parliament. It's happened in the previous term of Parliament as well. So it's an ongoing problem. This committee has always had problems for a very long time with getting a quorum for meetings. I want to suggest that you rush to the whips of the parties, the chief whips of the various parties, and that you attach the dates of meetings that were given notice of and the date of meetings which actually preceded when we had a quorum. In other words, indicating that notices were sent out or meetings were scheduled for certain tasks, could not meet because of lack of quorum, could not meet because of lack of quorum, and so on. I have a whole list of those. And then also the attendance list. So these are the kind of scheduled members because it's always the same members who are here and then the others who are not here. So that you also then attach the names and that you bring that to the attention of the chief whips of the various parties and ask them that if the members cannot or will not attend these meetings, that they substitute them with other members who can and will attend the meetings. But this committee cannot function if members don't make a commitment and actually attend the meetings. So that's a very serious proposal that I make. I hope that they set condom for that. We cannot continue like this.
I'm sure that the in favor of the members and the support. So we'll proceed. Are we here with the agenda?
About adopt the agenda, is it?
One, two, three.
Chairperson, I have a correction and I have a concern. My name is not appearing neither on the present nor on the policy. And when I go through these meetings of that particular day, I think I really know what transpired. I think I was there. I don't know what happened.
So we know that, and we'll ensure that the correction is effective.
Okay.
On the main, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, can we take these minutes as a fair representation of what transpired after this meeting? Are we happy with the record that this meeting fairly represents the discussions and deliberations that we had after this meeting? Yes. Mr. Bajak?
Thank you, Chairperson. Can I move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired on the 2nd of September?
We're going to move. And the second, yes? Second, thank you very much. There we are. The next matter is matters arise. We try to capture matters arising on page 9 and just say where we are in relation to each of the matters. I want to tell you all the rest of members' interest, what brings that today in this meeting. All complaints against Honorable Bigland, that matter is part of the agenda. On a rolling appointment, the function of the registrar, that matter as well arises from the minute. It's a matter one will make a comment on later, but it's a matter that's being dealt with in an ongoing manner. On the fourth matter, legal opinion on the chapter rule relating Honorable Mohapi, the issue was tabled at the last meeting. And I guess today members want to make a comment or two on the matter. There's still an opportunity to do that. On the public protector report regarding Honorable Mahathir, that matter arises from the minutes and is part of the new matter that the committee will have to look at. On the question of creating a schedule on the applicability of complaints, remember that was question of the schedule. The matter was considered by the committee, but perhaps what we need to add there is that we should endeavor to ensure that the matter is concluded soon, perhaps at the next committee meeting. Okay. Yeah. So move to the next matter, which is item four, taking of the print system register of members in that. And that's what, sorry?
I think that we haven't completed 3.1. Matters arising from the
minutes.
Yes. I had requested, if you look in the minutes, a legal opinion between the overlap of the powers and the privileges and this committee, and I don't see that in the matters arising.
Okay. No. Can we get the, your comment? Maybe we can get the comment from legal advice.
Thank you, Chairperson. The member did indeed make such a request, but the committee didn't make a decision or defer the request to us formally. So there wasn't a decision taken by the committee.
But are you ready to make comments on
this matter? I haven't considered the matter. It requires an analysis.
Can we conclude the better by saying the next meeting should receive a report on this question? But there's a one page or two page that clarifies the issue. If it need be, if it's a longer document. But I prefer the document to be very brief, precise, and to provide a very useful guide on how a matter such as this should be managed going forward. But the question of really formulating attitude and even taking a decision, so the matter that must be dealt with by the committee. The legal advisor can only do so much, help clarify the matter and make the discussion a bit more easier than would be the case without any guidance. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the table of 2015 legislative of members in interest. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Report on the register of the 2015 register. The register is produced. I don't know if the staff want to just distribute the register for members. I just want to say that there are three non-submissions due to illness. All of these members are seriously ill. And we have doctor certificates to this effect. We've included the certificate for the members. It's a confidential report, so just for members' information. So there are three certificates that we've received. The information related to the other, to those that were received late, following the previous discussions at the committee, the registrar recommends that the names of those people who have submitted late be tabled in a report on the ATC's and the names are noted in the report on page 10. In the committee meeting pack. So the recommendation is that the late submissions is considered a minor breach because some were sent the next day, etc., etc. And that in terms of paragraph 10.7 of the code, that in event of a minor breach, the committee may order the member to rectify the breach and be counseled on the requirements of the code. It's a recommendation that a letter be sent to all the members saying that they must adhere to the timeliness requirements of the code and that their names be published in the ATC in the report of the committee. And that is the recommendation of the registrar.
Yes, Chairperson, for clarity, the names that are contained in this register that entitles us now, does this include the names of the people who submitted but submitted after the deadline of 31st July 2015?
Yes, Chairperson, it includes all except the three who have not submitted.
Okay. Now, Mr. Chairman, on that point, that's not acceptable. And this was actually belabored at our previous meeting. We talked at length, and the minute would reflect that I raised it at several times throughout the meeting that we needed. The registrar actually read out the names of people who were late and have not submitted by that date. That was in when was that meeting? It was in September already. And I made it very clear from my side that I don't believe they should be included and they shouldn't be accepted because they've transgressed, they didn't meet the deadline. And we must stop treating people like babies and feeding them with, you know, changing their nappies and feeding them with tissues. They must admit that that was already extended. The original deadline was end of June. Then, because of the recess at the time, it was extended by agreement to the end of July. Now, then people have sufficient time. If you still can't meet it, then your name, you must be named and shamed. So all of those who did not submit their names, who did not submit by that time, are they in the report on the ATC?
there are some little issues. The issue of disclosure is that the member's information must be transparent, and it is recommended that those who have not, who submitted late, must be named in the ATC. So there are two processes, that the disclosure requirement and the transparency requirement must be met in terms of the disclosure, and that's why their disclosure is included in the report on the register. But the issue of people who have submitted late being named, that's why there's a recommendation, Chairperson, that those names be submitted in a report in the ATC. And the ATC is a public document, so that those names will be made public.
Okay. Then I'm fine. I'm kind of covered by it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So there's a report. Yeah. Yeah. And the register is not in the middle. As you know, this is a public document. And I guess that we could do all the things that have said this position of the government, the information, into committee. I guess what was to really do to pose the question, is the report accepted? Is formal accepted by the committee?
Before we get to the adoption of the register, I would just like to make a point, and I really do want to do this for in the future. Yes, we do have medical aid or medical certificates here. But, you know, we all know what is a serious, very dreadful, serious disease. And it's not true what we've been told here, that it is a serious disease. There are members here that have gone through the same procedure that most women go through at some stage in their life, okay? And a hysterectomy is not a serious procedure. And it does not keep you sick for a year or for 8 months. And doing work for your political party is also not a serious disease, unless you find that your political party is a serious disease upon you. But I really feel that also Parliament provides us with facilities. They provide us with smartphones, they provide us with internet access, they pay for our telephone bill, as well as they give us computers. So to actually scan a document or just complete a document, you can complete the Word document and sign it. There is no problem to actually submit and type. I really do feel sorry and for the people in our facility with the people that are really sick, which we got some of them, but there are some of them which are, I honestly believe, are just taking chances. So in future, yes, it's over and done with now, but we really have to look in future. That, for example, a hysterectomy today, 2 weeks, maximum 6 weeks, it does not give you off for 5 months or 6 months. And then you can still access the computer.
No, thank you very much. We now then table the register for formal adoption by the committee. Yes.
I will move for the adoption.
Okay. I'll move. President, thank you very much.
The
now fully adopted. We will then request members of the media. Please leave us in the meeting room and the practice. We now go into